is a program of the United States Treasury. The Treasury Star Parade brings you Conrad Nagel to tell you a fantasy about America's great patriots who arose from history to help meet a crisis in America. This fantasy is called Voyage. In case you're spending a lot of time these days cheering Allied victories, remember, you can't even get into a football game without a ticket. And this is no game. This is a struggle to the death for life and liberty. Our lives and our liberty. This is a program of the United States Treasury. Treasury Star Parade brings you Conrad Nagel to tell you a fantasy about America's great patriots who arose from history to help meet a crisis in America. This fantasy is called Voyage. In case you're spending a lot of time these days cheering Allied victories, remember, you can't even get into a football game without a ticket. And this is no game. This is a struggle to the death for life and liberty. Our lives and our liberty. So pay your way while you cheer. Buy war bonds, more than you're buying now. Invest in war bonds every dollar above what you need to live. Search your conscience. You'll be pretty sure to find at least a few more dollars that you didn't think you could spare. That money belongs in war bonds, too. Put it there now. War doesn't wait. Don't you? Now, Conrad Nagel in Voyage.
There were strange doings in Boston Harbor on that winter night in 1943. Snow rode into the harbor on the back of a wind that would be a howling nor'easter by morning. But at one of the piers, a sailing ship was being made ready to put to sea.
Fore and main topmast staysails. Three reefs in the topsails, ready to reef home.
Aye, Captain Hull. Straight up and down, sir.
Then heave away. Sheet home. We're underway. Get clear, helmsman, and then hard to starboard and keep it to the wind.
Aye, aye, sir.
Out into the swirling, snow-filled night moved the snow-clad vessel, the frozen canvas snapping and cracking as it bellied to the wind. Only madmen, or men intoxicated with their own greatness would have taken a ship out on a night like that. And these were not madmen. These were Americans. And they were on a mission on that winter's night, 1943.
What's our speed, sir?
6 knots, sir. A little better.
Not bad.
Close hauled and under staysails? Not bad at all, sir.
No, she's still a fine vessel. We'll fight this man of war until she falls apart. That we will.
We've the open sea before us now, sir.
The open sea and the enemy. What do they call the enemy in these strange days?
Nazis, sir, in these particular waters.
Nazis, eh? Well, they'll hear from us.
Back in Boston Harbor, the pier watchman made his rounds as dawn broke over the bay. All at once he stopped.
Lord Almighty, she's gone. She was there last night, and now she ain't. Old Ironsides is gone.
Yes, sir, the watchman's story is entirely correct. Old Ironsides has disappeared. Just plain vanished. Your pardon, sir. Oh, yes. A devil of a note.
The United States frigate Constitution was reported missing from its pier in Boston Harbor this morning. This famous old ship, better known as Old Ironsides, has been moored in port for many years. No explanation of the mysterious disappearance has been given, though Navy officials attest that the ship was completely seaworthy and any informed crew could easily take her to sea.
There were people in the broad land of America who said they heard the rolling of a great drum on that mysterious night. Some heard the liquid calling of a muted trumpet, too. A great drum rolling and a trumpet calling. Calling why? Calling home.
Interesting trip, Captain Holland. May it be successful.
We've a fine crew, Mr. Jefferson. The finest.
Who are some of the others with us, Captain?
A likely crew, sir. Oliver Hazard Perry.
We have met the enemy, and he is ours.
Admiral Dewey.
Give me fire when ready, Gridley.
Andrew Jackson.
The Federal Union. It must be preserved.
George Washington. Patrick Henry. Daniel Webster. Chaim Solomon. Walt Whitman. Yes, a likely crew. Oh, yes, Tom Paine and Abraham Lincoln.
Indeed.
They're on the afterdeck, I expect, swapping yarns.
It's a real pleasure to meet you, Mr. Paine.
Thank you, Mr. Lincoln. How are things in Illinois?
Quiet enough until I heard the drum last night.
It's good to be aboard a ship again with the wind blowing high and the rigging singing and the taste of the salt spray on your lips and the gray sea lifting.
You still make a fine speech and good words, Mr. Paine. I like them all. But I'm minded now of a particular group of words that mean as much now as they ever did, and perhaps more. Perhaps more.
Which words are those, Mr. Lincoln?
These are the times that try men's souls. Remember?
Oh, yes.
The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of his country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we attain too cheaply, we esteem too lightly. Heaven knows how to put a proper price on its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom would not be highly rated.
You speak my words ringingly, Mr. Lincoln. Thank you for remembering them so well.
Can anyone forget them? We are on this ship because of those words. This is a war for all free men who ever lived since the very dawn of liberty. The world cannot exist half slave and half free. I've seen war and bloodshed in my time, sir. But I tell you this, I itch for this fight that lies before us.
It is night again. The gale is abated, and a hero ship with its patriot crew cruises against the full moon. Alert! Across the moonlit waters moves a veritable fortress of floating steel. Her turrets bristle with modern naval rifles. Behold this modern thunderbolt of the sea waiting to strike. See the standard floating from her halyards. The hooked cross of Nazi Germany. Old Ironsides is discovered.
Come still on! Come still on!
The two ships draw closer, the old and the new. The live oak and the dead steel. The men aboard the German pocket battleship stare at the square-rigged frigate that steers toward them silently, like a ghost out of yesterday. The thing is incredible.
This is vielleicht eine Falle.
Der fliegende der Holländer.
Such things cannot be. Such ships are not for waters or for wars such as these. Such things are dead. A wave of superstitious dread passes along the men at their battle stations, watching the ancient ship approach in the moonlight.
The fliegende Holländer!
The fliegende Holländer!
The fliegende Holländer!
The flying Dutchman? The accursed blasphemer condemned to sail the seas for all eternity? No, slaves. The flying Americaner. The triumphant idea, Columbia. The gem of the ocean. Aboard Old Ironsides, a crew of phantom freemen watch the Nazi raider.
Captain Ho. Yes, Mr. Ayrton. Be quick, there's action ahead.
Exactly. And as one who's experienced in iron ships, having been the builder of one of the very first, namely Sir the Monitor.
A cheese box on a rat.
Nevertheless, a successful iron ship. Of which that monster on our port bow is a direct descendant. No wooden ship stands a chance in battle against a steel-clad giant like that.
We will nevertheless engage the enemy, Mr. Erickson.
But I'm an engineer with an unprejudiced understanding of materials and the strains, stresses, shears, tensile strength, physical properties.
If I may interrupt a moment, Mr. Erickson.
Mr. Lincoln?
What would you say is the tensile strength of our collective heritage? Why does that enormous ship not fire on us? Well, they are puzzled. They feel the presence of something greater than the wood and canvas of which this venerable vessel is compounded. We are not only a ship and her cruiser. We are an idea. We possess a heritage. They are ill-equipped to combat and defeat a heritage. Already, they stand defeated.
I yield to the gentleman from Illinois.
Hold your guns steady against the breachings, men.
Aye! Aye! Aye!
Spectral gun captains take out their tampions. They test with the rammers to see that the guns are loaded and ready. Admirals, captains, commodores, man those rude cannon.
Hoist our colors!
What did the poet say? Aye, tear her tattered ensign down. No, run her tattered ensign up. Old Ironsides fights again. The idea speaks in flame and thunder.
Guns at full elevation! Fire!
Two short items and the story is told.
The United States Constitution was reported back at her pier in Boston Harbor this morning. The Navy Department claims that stories of the ship having left port are unconfirmed and say that it was just a wartime rumor.
Item two. The dateline is the same.
German sources are admitting the loss of the German pocket battleship Donut in the North Atlantic. Since no Allied vessels claim having sunk the German raider, it is assumed that she struck a floating mine and went down with all hands.
Did it happen? Did David fell Goliath? Did the rude iron of a phantom crew shatter the steel of a modern man of war? Ask this instead. Can the force of an unconquerable idea tempered by the flame of truth and firm conviction destroy false gods? In the question lies the answer, and the answer to the last voyage of Old Ironsides. It did happen. It is happening still, wherever the free idea is defeating the creed of slavery, until final victory is won.
Jefferson, Payne, Lincoln, those were names and men who stood out from the crowd. But in the crowd were always men and women who listened to them and believed and worked and sacrificed that their dream might become and remain a reality. It was never an easy task and never more difficult than it is in the present struggle. For this will determine whether we live in a world conceived in liberty or in a crazy nightmare conceived in the twisted brains of madmen. Liberty never came cheap. It never will. It's up to you to sacrifice for your share. Your American heritage has been challenged. One answer to that challenge is in your pay envelope. Remember, Hitler said we were a degenerate democracy.
Remember that. And buy war bonds.
Remember the 400 million souls the Nazis have enslaved as they meant to enslave you.
Remember that. And buy war bonds.
The idea is beginning to penetrate the thick skulls of the so-called master race that we like the kind of a country we live in. Prove it.
Buy more bonds.
Remember the men who are fighting for us. Fighting and dying to get this war over with as quickly and as thoroughly as possible.
Buy more bonds.
It isn't a question of how much can you invest. It's a question of how little you can afford not to invest. You must buy more bonds. Do it. Now. The United States Treasury Department thanks Conrad Nagel and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this program, as well as this station, for the use of its facilities. The special musical score was composed and conducted by David Brookman. Voyage was written by Jerome Lawrence. Special material was written by Thelma Ritter and Joseph Moran. This especially transcribed production was directed by Henry P. Hayward. This is James Wallington suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.